Maseches Kilayim, Parak Vav, Mishnah Hey. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that a grapevine that's growing on Ilan Srak, a barren tree that doesn't grow fruit, so it becomes secondary, like a trellis, it becomes secondary to the grapevine, and even the area that the vine has not covered yet still is secondary to the grapevine, and you can't plant other species under it. So the Mishnah here defines what's the Ilan Srak. Mishnah Hey, Ezo Ilan Srak, what is considered a barren tree? Now, normally, it's pretty black and white, a tree that doesn't bear fruit. But over here, it's relative because we're just discussing something that would become insignificant and secondary to that of the important grapevines. And so, therefore, there's difference of opinions. Other things may be considered insignificant compared to grapevines, even if they're fruit-bearing. So, the first opinion in the Mishnah says, Kol She'ena Isa Peres, any tree that does not bear fruit is considered a Ilan Srak. However, the other Tanaim give different opinions. Rav Meir says, Hakol Ilan Srak, all trees, even regular fruit-bearing trees, are considered Ilan Srak, barren trees regarding the grapevines. Chutz min azayis v'ateina, except for olive trees and fig trees, that these ones were very valuable, and so they were not considered insignificant and secondary to the grapevine that grew on them. However, all other trees, even fruit-bearing trees, were insignificant to that of the chashuv, the significant and valuable grapevines, and when the grapevine grew on it, we would see the whole thing as just a trellis and secondary to that of the grapevine. Rabbi Yasi comes to give a different barometer. He says, Kol she'in kamayu neitzim sada shlemis. Any type of tree, that of that type of tree, they would not plant full fields of it, meaning it didn't have enough value that it was worth planting full fields, even if it's a fruit-bearing tree, but it's not valuable enough to plant up orchards of it, so then Hareza Ilan Srak, that would be the barometer of what's considered a Ilan Srak, a barren tree that would become secondary to that of the grapevine growing on it. Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah now goes back to discuss the different halachas about a aris, the vineyard of grapevines that are growing up on a wall or a trellis area. We've discussed in the previous parakim, the different halachas pertaining to grapevines that grew on the ground, and here we're going to go through other measurements for the same types of halachas that of the different type of vineyards. And now we're going to discuss the aris vineyard. Piskei aris. If you have gaps in an aris, so the Mishnah now is discussing how large of a gap in this aris vineyard do you need to be able to plant other species. So we discussed this in the beginning of the fourth parak for the standard vineyard on the ground. We needed 16 amas gap space in the middle. Over here, the Mishnah says you need, for an aris vineyard, you need only shmeina amas v'aid. 8 amas v'aid and a little bit more, which the Rav says is 1 tefach more. That's 8 amas and a tefach gap along this wall that the grapevines are growing on. If you have an 8 amas plus a tefach gap, then you'd be able to plant, we'll see exactly how much space of that gap, but you'll be able to plant another species in the middle. The mission now on a side note, it mentions over here, all the different measurements that Chazal taught us regarding vineyards, they don't have an extra little bit added to the whole number, besides for the gaps in the aris. That over here, regarding this shear, this measurement, it's 8 amas plus a little bit, plus a tefach. However, all the other numbers, all the other measurements for all the other cases were whole numbers. Even 4 amas, 16 amas, 8 amas, 6 tefachim, whatever it is, here it's 8 amas plus a tefach. Now we go back to discuss the halachas. Eruhein piskei aris. This is a case, an example of a gap in the aris vineyard. Aris shecharev me'emtzai. If you have an aris, so this is a wall that contains many vines, and it got destroyed somewhere in the middle. And it has at least over here 5 grapevines on one side and 5 grapevines on the other side with a gap in the middle. And the 5 grapevines on either side give either side the status of a vineyard in and of itself. The question is, what about the middle space? If there's exactly 8 amas between them or less, then lo yavi zer l'sham, you cannot plant any other species in between. Because we said previously, you need shmeina amas v'ayid, you need a little bit more than that in order to make a big enough gap. However, says the Mishnah, shmeina amas v'ayid, if there's 8 amas plus additional tefach, or more than that, a bigger gap than that, then Nason Lai Kedei Avidasei, you have to leave on either side, next to the five grapevines on one side, and next to the five on the other side, you have to leave Kedei Avidasei, the workspace, the mountain space that it needs to work, which is 4 amas for that vineyard, and 4 amas for this vineyard, Vizireas and Meiser, and then you can plant up the middle part with another species. So if it's exactly 8 amas and 1 tafach, you're going to have to give 4 amas to one side, 4 amas to the other side, and you'll only have a 1 tafach space in middle that you'll be allowed to plant with another species. If the space is even larger than that, 10 amas or more, then you'll have more space in the middle that you can plant up. The reason why the shear over here of 8 tefachim v'ayit is less than that of a gap in a vineyard where the vines are growing on the ground, which was 16 amas, because the vineyards that grow on the ground required multiple rows, like we've seen. And so then it comes out that the gap that's in the middle, the destroyed area in the middle, is not just having grapevines on 2 ends of it, but it's going to be surrounded by more sides with grapevines, and so then a larger area is needed to be cleared before planting other species. However, over here where it's one row, along one line, that makes a vineyard, so then a smaller gap of 8 amas and a little bit more on a tefach was enough to make a separate area that can plant, you can plant another species.